97. With a severe shortage of psychiatrists here in South Africa, many traumatized people are having to wait over 3 months to see a professional. In the lead up to World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October, we're looking at what people are going through in our country and, more importantly, where we can get help. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Lisa Vetten is a research associate at the Southern Center for Inequality Studies at Wits University.
I can only give you an indication from the work I've done with women in domestic violence shelters. And again, this will depend on where you are, but the waiting list is at least 3 months.
Lisa says if a shelter receives funding from social development, there's often pressure to push women out after a certain time frame to make room for newcomers.
So it means that somebody can be in a shelter, just need to see a psychiatrist, but never actually get to see one because their stay has ended before an appointment has become available. It is very upsetting.
Dr. Alicia Porter sits on the board of the SA Society of Psychiatrists. She says we need to look at resource allocation.
Severe mental illnesses are less than 1% of the population. Your common mental health conditions like anxiety, depression, and substance abuse are a much bigger part of the treatment that we do, you know, in mental health. But the resources are very hospice-centric. They set up for hospitalizations and very little in outpatient care. So it's a resource problem, it's a budget problem, but it's also a how we allocate the resources.
The SA Medical Association's Dr. Mark Heumann is warning, with so many of us walking wounded, the need for help is on the rise.
The numbers of derailed people is rising. And in South Africa, we sit in this permanent melting pot, you know, where we've got security issues and political issues and financial issues and all of these things. And then you add what COVID did to the world. I think we're only starting to discover a few years later how people literally held it together for a period of time, but you can only hold it together for so long.
The good news is SADAG's call centre is available 24 hours a day to offer practical help and resources to anyone who reaches out. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.